This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the
Good morning. Welcome back to the third and final hour of the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 6:01 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down Baffin Bayway now and check in with Captain Rihanna De La Cruz, see what she's up to this morning. Good morning, Rihanna. How you doing?
Good morning, Mickey. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm great. Couldn't be better.
I can say the same thing. I just put on some brand new Sims Wade boots that I ordered this week, and they finally came in yesterday. And there's nothing like a brand new pair of Wade boots that you just put on and feel like a new person whenever I put on a new pair of Wade boots.
There you go.
The old Wade boots that I had, they were kind of flat-footed, and I think they're the cause of my problem. I'm starting to get a little plantar fasciitis, seems like.
Oh, yeah. That'll do it, man.
Yeah. And these have it, man. I feel like, they just have a lot of bounce to them. Like, man, these are nice.
Yeah.
Mickey, real quick, I want to wish one of our longtime loyal listeners a very happy birthday this morning. Mr. Tony Lopez, he turned 88 years old this week.
88.
He's a 88 years old. He's the grandfather of my good friend, Sarah Grace Bossenbury. So yeah. I hope you have a wonderful day, Mr. Lopez. Mr. Lopez still Wade fishes at the age of 88. So
he's 88, because he's still wading.
I hope to be Wade fishing at 88 years old if I even reach
that
age.
Man, I just want to make it to 80.
I'm telling you, and still be able to fish.
Yeah, no joke.
Yeah,
just be able to get in and out of the boat. I'm telling you.
Yes. That's quite an accomplishment to reach that age and be able
it
to
is.
Wade fish. And
well,
so whenever
some
I,
age better than others. It's amazing how that works.
Like a fine wine. Speaking of wade fishing, this week has been hot, to say the least. It's starting to feel more like mid-summer. And
oh yeah,
as we go into August, these days, I mean, we don't have much cloud cover. In the mornings, we'll have a little bit. And then later in the day, you start getting those kind of cottony-looking clouds, and they look like they want to form, but they're not quite forming. And just feels like it's got a little bit more high pressure these days rather than – but we're supposed to have some low pressure move in later next week, which is fantastic because we're going to be coming into that new moon. And I'm fishing a lot next week, so I'm really excited about that. But the trout bite this week was kind of weird. Like I had a lot of missed hook sets where they just kind of swiped on it.
Right.
It wasn't a fully committed bite, but a lot of decent trout, just some above oversized, you know, but nothing real spectacular. Got into a lot of redfish. They're starting to school. You can see them tailing up shallow. I tell you what, there's a lot of black drum right now.
Yeah.
I know I mentioned it last week, but man, they are. I guess they're just in big O schools in the mornings when it's calm. You can hear them out there just boiling up, and you can tell that they're not redfish. A lot of clients of mine, they're like, are those red or are those drum? I said, man, those look like drum. Not only that, but you can hear them on bottom. Boom, boom. You can hear them drumming on bottom.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, when it's calm enough, you can actually hear them, which is pretty cool. But I'm telling you, by midday, water temperatures are reaching up to about 95. And of course, way up shallow, real shallow, below knee deep. It's real hot. So once that menhaden starts to die off, which we still got a lot of windy days here lately, and usually in August we start to see those days where there's very little wind, and it's usually like mid-August somewhere. I know last year we had a lot of days like that where it just wasn't, it was super hot, no wind, and when there's no wind here in Bath and there's very little oxygen, wind promotes oxygen in our water. And so when we don't have that, those menhaden, they go first. And right now, there's a lot of it right now in Bath, a lot of menhaden, a lot of ideal profile size mullet. And so you know, whenever we lose a good bait source like that, I'm not in favor of it, but it happens. It's just part of this time of year, part of Mother Nature. It tends to happen this time of year. So stuff like that can promote a brown tide, all that dead menhaden floating in Bath. And right now our salinity level is pretty low since we've gotten all this rain and whatnot. So hopefully that will kind of help neutralize, you know, the amount of dead fish that are floating around. Hopefully it stays windy. The minute we lose our wind, that's when I start to worry, and that's when fishing gets tough, especially in the summertime. I always say it's a kiss of death when you have no wind. It's high pressure, and it's on a full moon. That's the kiss of death here in Baffin. And so I just hope that the conditions stay pretty pretty consistent. You know, consistency is key here in Baffin. Whenever we were in a time where we had a lot of low pressure, and then all of a sudden it's getting real hot, kind of a little bit more high pressure lingering over us. That low pressure is coming next week, but whenever you have a pattern change, that's when the bite tends to change up a little bit. You know, these trout like consistency,
yeah.
And at least that's what I've figured out That's what I'm starting to see. They like consistent patterns, and the minute that something changes, all of a sudden, they kind of pull back. They kind of get a little finicky. They're like, I don't know. You know, there's something going on. We're not so sure about it. You know, and so it's just part of the deal, part of the game. But anyways, I this week has been pretty interesting. On Tuesday. I want to talk a little bit about this because I know we're on limited time this morning. I attended that Corpus Christi Council meeting on Tuesday at 5:30. Which actually that was said to be the longest city council meeting in Corpus Christi's history. I believe it was over 11 hours. So in the during the day, I guess they went over some agendas, and they touched some topics where the city council were talking amongst each other, and there was also other people that came up to the podium and they were speaking. There's a lot of issues going on in Corpus Christi about rezoning, Hillcrest area, which is kind of like downtown Corpus Christi. They are kind of under scrutiny because of road closures. Residents there are really upset because it's being industrialized for a layout ground for like layout ground usage for development and future military uses. So the road closures there, it's like permitting residents from gaining access to their property. And so a lot of those residents showed up. I mean, that whole room was filled with people at one point to later on in the day. I was standing up. A lot of folks were standing up in the room, but a lot of those folks there are kind of middle to low class folks, so they're kind of rezoning them, trying to push them out. And so many of them are pushing for a vote on no encroachment, because all of that development that they're doing there, it's restricting their mobility on their community. Yeah, so there were a lot of different voices and different points of views that were spoken that spoke during that meeting. So the residents were given 3 minutes to speak, and non-residents were only given 1 minute. So for those that were not from Corpus Christi, only had 1 minute, and 1 minute is very, when you're speaking on a subject like that. It's nothing. Even 3 minutes.
You can't get it all in 3 minutes.
No, you can't. So one of the first ladies that spoke up on behalf of Baffin, she claimed that like it wouldn't, all the discharge going into Baffin wouldn't affect it, because she called it was going to be a thimble full of water that was going to be poured into Baffin, as opposed to the vast amount of water that's actually in Baffin. So that was one of the only cases one of the only speakers that came up that was in favor of the discharge going.
Did anybody ask her if she made her living on that bay or actually knew anything about the resource whatsoever?
Supposedly she says she'd been fishing since she was 5 years old, and I was like, oh my goodness, give me a break. She claimed that the hypersaline hurts fish spawning and survival, causes physiological stress, reduces growth and reproduction, increases susceptibility to disease and mass mortality. I'm like, give me a break.
Is that why that bay's rebounded quicker than anybody else's bays on the whole coast since the freeze in 21? Come on.
Yep. Man. And she proved that point. She said Mother Nature has adapted. I'm like, well, there you go. But, you know, a lot of other speakers came up. Many of them were against the dumping of brine into Baffin. One of the quotes was, once it's disrupted, there's no going back. And
no,
that's absolutely true. When you dump that amount of brine every day, into an enclosed bay system, which if you dump it into the back of Alazon, the back of Alazon is very shallow, especially this time of year when our water levels go down. It's even shallower back in there. I mean, sure. Like it's below knee deep in areas where you know, it's right now, especially when our tides fall, it's even shallower back there. So once you start pouring all that brine back in there, it's going to build up, and it's not going to go anywhere. The wind is going to move it. It's going to move it back and forth in there. It's not going to flush it. It's not going to move it out. It's not going to leave. It's going to stay there.
Well, your predominant wind's going to hold it there.
Correct. And which is the southeast wind, which is going to push it back in
sure.
there. And,
shove it
and
back
I'm
in there.
You,
that's right.
And it's going to completely destroy that estuary back there. And right now, it's not very salty back there. I always taste it. You know, I'll taste it every once in a while. And it's probably in the low 40s range right now. And so for back there, that's pretty fresh. Cause typically it gets very salty back
yeah,
when you
get up
get
in the
70s
and 80s back there.
Oh yes. There's
in
been
the right conditions.
I know that. Oh yeah, I know. 1 year, I just ran back there once, you know, just to see and observe, and we were in a drought. I was running my old boat and ran back there. Didn't even stop and fish or nothing. But when I came back out and I went back mm-hmm. home, there was a layer of salt on my boat, on my clothes, on my hands. I mean, you could feel it crusting over.
Sure.
It was the salt was that dense. But you know, I mean, just it, somehow Mother Nature has always and will always continue to adapt to the conditions and will always come out forefront and surpass
well,
any kind of anything
I wish
that
y'all
comes
the best
in her
of
way.
Luck with that mm-hmm. down there. You know, the scenario you're sitting in right now, but
yeah,
we shall see. Time will tell, which
I believe so.
I hate saying that, but all right, we're out of time already, and I know you got to go to work. So if somebody
yes,
wants
sir.
To come fish with you, Rihanna, give them a number where they can reach you.
361-296-5400. I've got the 23rd, 24th, and 25th. Weather's going to be great on those days, so give me a call. Let's go make a wade in Baffin.
All right, girl. You have a good one. Have a good fun
Alrighty,
Sunday.
All right, Mickey.
All right, see you,
Thank
Rihanna.
You
Thank
as well.
You. All right,
yes,
lady.
Sir. Bye-bye.
All right. All right, it's time for a break. You're listening to the Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 6:21 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down to G-Town. Let's check in with our good friend, Captain Sharky Marquez. Morning, Michael. What's up?
What's up, buddy?
Not a lot, man.
Good morning, man.
Good morning.
Golly, sorry I missed you yesterday.
Well, we missed yesterday and missed Thursday due to a power outage, but hey, we're all good. We'll make up for it this morning. How about that?
Well, how about it, brother? It's a beautiful morning. I'm sitting outside on my front porch. I don't typically fish on Sundays unless, you know, it's a reschedule or something, you know, something crazy. But, man, the sun's coming up. It's a beautiful sunrise. Got a little bit of some strong wind, but.
Yeah, a little breezy this morning.
A little breezy, man. Talked to the guys this morning, and they're amped up. Rigged up, ready to go catch some fish. So, you know, that's a good thing. Looks like they're going to go slam them today. But, man, we poked our heads out there yesterday afternoon. I've got a video for Academy that we filmed yesterday for Shark Week. And, man, we left at like 3 o'clock or something. And, went out behind a shrimp boat, and it was crazy, buddy. We had some
lock
fun
and load action.
Golly, man. I mean, I'm pretty sure them fish were 4 or 5 foot off the back of the boat, man. I mean, like our boat, you know, the bait hit the water, and they were going nuts. It was crazy.
Man, I remember one time coming in from offshore one afternoon, there was a shrimp boat. I don't know, probably 4 or 5 miles out from the jetties, and we drove by it, and we looked behind that boat, and I've never seen that many sharks in my entire life. And the guys I had said, "Let's just throw in there. Stop and let us throw behind that boat." It was absolutely stupid. If you'd have fallen in the water, you'd have been devoured instantly. Anything that touched the water, they ate it. I've never seen a frenzy like that. I'm talking hundreds of them.
Yeah. They probably were pulling up, you know, pulling up their nets.
Well, they were dragging a net, but they were culling as they were dragging, too.
Yes, yes.
And good Lord, what a mess.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it was, they're out there. Yep, they're out there, man. We blasted offshore on Wednesday. And, you know, anyway, I'll tell you the long story, but we hit a shrimp boat out there thinking, you know, it was like the second day or something of shrimp season.
Yeah.
And, you know, I, it was worth trying for sure. It was around Stetson Bank area. So we were far enough out to do some damage, you know, by the time we stopped on one.
Yeah.
And, man, I rolled up. It's like 10 o'clock. We've been fishing all night. And, man, I roll up, and they are just chumming like you know, they're throwing their bycatch in the water.
Right.
Like you wouldn't believe. It's crystal clear blue water. And, I mean, they are dumping just hundreds and hundreds of fish. And I'm thinking, boys, y'all better get ready because – you know, this fixing to be the daggum SeaWorld Aquarium underneath this boat here in about 2 minutes. And nothing. I mean, not a fish won. We followed that. They were pushing off just tons of croakers and little whitings and sand trout. And Man, not a fish, one, not a shark, not a fish, not a kingfish, nothing. I thought that was the craziest thing. But then I remember talking to Naylor, and Naylor was telling me, this was a while back, but I always try to listen to him when he talks because he's a knowledgeable guy. He's telling me, hey, man, you typically got to give it a couple weeks, 2 weeks, let them be out there for a little bit.
Time to find these boats, and they'll stay with the boat all year long.
Mm-mm-mm. That's crazy, man. But
it is.
Yeah, and then I remember him saying that. I said, well, son of a gun. But, I would have bet anything we would have. When we pulled up and we started seeing dead fish all over the surface, we were pulling up to it, little bait fish. And I said, boy, it's fixing to be on. But anyway, so get this. We leave at I have a 12-hour booked for Thursday. Okay. And you got that tropical development going on, right there to the east of us for Thursday itself, that any rain chances that were going to happen or anything that could have happened was going to happen Thursday anyway, because that was the day that it was supposed to kind of come in. And I said, all right, I call my Thursday group on Wednesday night. It's about 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. And he's a good repeat of mine. He's always down to do something crazy, great repeat of mine.
Right.
I said, where y'all at? He said, we're at dinner. And I said, well, how far away are you? He said, man, well, we rented a beach house this time, man. So Sharky, we're down here on the island. I said, well, how fast can you get here? He's like, well, I said, well, let's go tonight. And it looked like that wind was, because it looked like that wind was going to pick up in the morning a little bit closer to the shoreline. Mm-hmm. And, man, I thought, man, if we can get out in front of this thing, and fish it, and it doesn't look like it's going to come this way. So, long story short, we don't leave the dock until 11:45 midnight.
Yeah.
On Wednesday going into Thursday. I said, dang, man. So I'm thinking we're going to get out there in, 4 hours, to the floating rigs. I wanted to go and try to catch the back end of that tuna bite. So I'm thinking, man, it's going to take us, 4 hours. Well, Mickey, we didn't pull up to Boone Bang until 5:15 in the morning. I mean, at that point, that's not a lot of time to catch that.
No.
We try to fish all night at those floating rigs, for tuna. But I'm thinking, we've got some rocks and stuff around here that we want to fish anyway. So we'll just go the full way and try to catch tuna. If we catch tuna, great. If not, we'll play around all day. We're already out here, So we pull up the Boom Bang. Little bit eerie. You got the storm over in Louisiana. I'm tracking it. It's 100 and, the nearest rain is like 112 miles, to the east of us. And we're 120, we're 120 out. Right. So we're further out than it is, away from us.
Yeah.
And then I pull up the Boom Bang, and for the first time ever, there's nobody out there. It's just us. And that's a little eerie. Am I the only crazy one out here? So that was a little eerie. So so we pull up. I put the trolling motor down, because I've never had that sucker that far out offshore. We just just put it on, and I said, I'm gonna try to put a little stay point out here. Who put the trolling motor down? And me and Blake get up on the front of the boat with our jigs. And we dropped them suckers in the water, and Mickey, I swear to you, it is like those things are water skiing behind the boat. I mean, that current is screaming. These are 400-gram jigs. These are big. Yeah. These are big jigs. And they are ripping behind the boat. I'm thinking that I'm about to see the lure dancing on the water behind the boat. I mean, it is that crazy of a current.
Right.
So then I'm thinking, like, man, maybe I got to take us off spot lock, and maybe we got to drift with it to let these things bounce, or to let these things sink. And I'm looking at my depth finder. You know, it's 4,000 foot deep out there. You ain't going to see the bottom, at least not with my little transducer.
Right.
So, and it looks like the bottom is like right under the boat. It's just like a solid line. And I'm looking at the depth. Yes. And it's 100. It's at 100, you know, 75 foot to 100 foot. And I'm thinking, man, what is going on with my transducer, man? It's picking up a false bottom. Well, sure as heck, dude. Those jigs are dropping for about 20, 30 seconds, man. And I'm telling my customers, if it stops, you know, you're not on the bottom. It's a fish. No way you're right. On the bottom. And right about then, boy, that jig in my hand stopped, and I locked that drag down and started reeling, and that thing started screaming. We doubled up immediately, and then this 5:15 in the morning, we left Boom Vang because there was some storms starting to form around us, you know, something I didn't really like, you know, a little horseshoe of some sails. I said, man, we're far offshore to be messing around with, you know, close to the east. We were there for 1 hour and caught 20 tuna, man. It was insane.
God. That's locking it. My guys
were whipped, buddy. I mean, it was up, down, all around. I mean,
we lost power that morning. I was supposed to call you that morning too.
Dude, and I told my guys, it was like 5:40. I told my guys, I said, man, this is about to be crazy because Mickey's fixing the call and y'all are in the background quadded up on tuna. You know, it was crazy. Dude, it was awesome, man. It was awesome. But, gosh, just what a great day, man. We wanted to do a little bit of marlin trolling that morning. That was my intent, my plan. But, man, I just, you know, it was just a little, it's just an eerie kind of, and then it turned out to be just a beautiful,
all that
beautiful
stuff just
day.
Went up north. It went into East Texas and just went up that way and dissipated.
Yeah,
It didn't even threaten the coastline at all or the Gulf or anything. There's a few pop-ups out there, though, the tails, you know, trails off its circulation, but it's no big deal. Let me knock this break out, Sharky.
Gorgeous.
I'll be right back at you, buddy. Hang on a second.
All right, brother.
All right. All right, you're listening to The Outdoor Show. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. Final segment already. How about that? It's 6:38 here in the Bayou City. All right, Sharky, we are back, my friend.
What's up, buddy?
Where were we? Jigging tuna. 20 of them, real quick. So what'd y'all end up doing after that morning? Did you get any snapper fishing in or anything like that?
You know what we did, man? I was really stoked about trying to do some slow pitch jigging for some grouper species in 700-800 foot of water. Looking for queen snapper and all the fun grouper species, but man, we rolled up to one of those holes and I realized real quick my boys were wiped, buddy. They did they were not ready to slow pitch jig in 800 foot of water, I promise you that. So man, we ended up dropping some, you know, an electric reel and then a big old 80 wide down one time at this little rock out there looking for grouper, and we started catching some giant snapper on it. And so we played around with them, boxed about four or five big snapper there. I had six guys on the boat. And then we just worked our way in, man, throughout the day. I think we ended up with a couple beeliners, a grouper, big snapper, which was awesome. I think we got most of our snapper around 60 miles, 60, 70 miles, but finally that snapper bite is somewhat turning around, man. It was very, very interesting the first, all of June, really, all of June. Yeah. I don't know if that's the kind of general consensus and report that you've been hearing on your end, but, it's definitely not been in my experience. It has not been an on fire year for just pulling up and whacking a whole bunch of big snapper. You know, of course, there's some holes that are holding them, and if you know them and you got them, that's fantastic. But even then, man, I've hit, there's 10 spots that, it seems like last year I could go and get a limit of real healthy fish, 8 to 12 pound fish, no problem. And this year you pull up and it's a ghost town, I don't know. So we've been having to play around and look for different little areas out there, and which is not a big deal, but, everything else has been good, Mickey. We busted our big mahi this year. Seen a lot of little rip lines and, small weed lines that we've been able to whack some fish on, and seeing a cobia. We almost every trip we're seeing a cobia roll up to the boat, or, seeing one on a buoy or something out there. So it's summertime fishing's full fledged, So only thing I'm really getting more excited about is the shrimpers being out there, and when those things light up, man, because when they do, buddy, it's on.
Yeah,
it is on.
I think it's just going to take a little more time this year. I was talking to Jeff and Casey earlier. They were talking about how they'll start piling back up once the shrimp boats get to dragging everywhere, and they'll start getting on the structure, hard spots and rocks and all that. So we shall see.
Yeah, there's a science to all of it, man.
A lot of Dorado this year, though. Chicken, dolphin,
a lot of Dorado.
Some pretty good ones being caught, so that's good.
Yeah, lots of Dorado, which is awesome, man.
What's
everybody
the deal
wants
with the ling, man? There's only one ling on the starboard. It's been there since the first week, and it's just holding on, a 56 pounder or whatever it is. Crazy.
I've been seeing, and 56, that's a big fish, but it's, you know, this is not the biggest fish, you know.
No, it should that's be a, up around 80. You know, the leader ought to be at least 80, I would think, 70 or 80.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll see, man. Lots of little ones. You know, we're seeing lots of little ones roll around, and I don't know. That big fish probably get caught, you know, in August, if I had to guess. You know, as these shrimp boats stack up. And
that's what Casey was saying. His favorite month is August and early September.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you come back in from offshore, you know, and you got a bunch of pile of fish, and then you hit that 40, 50 miles, and they're just stacked everywhere and anchored. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, you just go from boat to boat, do a little chumming behind there, cast a couple little curly Q tails in there, you know, big old curly tail jigs, and see if you can call something out from the depths, you know.
Yeah, what do you mostly use rigged up on, like your snapper rods? I mean, what kind of reels and stuff are you
using? Yeah, I really am a fan of the Penn has a newer, I say new, it's been out for about a year now, but the Fathoms, they're real nice silver reels, and we use like a Fathom 40. It's a perfect size, man. It's got a,
right.
You know, we use 60-pound braid on that bad boy, and we'll throw a little leader on there. And, man, I pair it with a Carnage rod. It's a Carnage 3 boat rod. Uh-huh. And that Fathom Carnage, you know, pin Carnage combo is deadly, man. I mean, we've hooked, you know, even on this last trip, right? We caught we were beeliner fishing. And, of course, had about a 70-pound amberjack smack a vermilion snapper as it right. was coming up. And that combo caught it no problem.
Yeah.
You know. So that's kind of what we're rocking and rolling with is those Fathoms and Carnage combos and 60-pound braid. And then dropping, you know, whole menhaden or, you know, I try to stay away from piecing out little squid unless I'm, like, you know, trying to catch the smaller, you know, not red snapper species on the bottom.
Right.
But big baits, you know, big baits and staying away from those little ones. You know, we're dropping those menhaden that are like bigger than your hand, you know, just giant menhaden.
It's a great offshore bait. Catches a lot of different species.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what we used to
have
fun doing with those? We would just put them on just a straight hook on a wire leader with no weight or anything, and then skiff them behind the boat when those kings are launching and ended up flying 10 feet in the air and everything. That is so much fun and cool to watch. That's a blast, man.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And they just skip on top like a flounder. And we've caught a big dolphin like that one time, you know, trying to catch kings.
Oh, I bet.
Along, the, you know, next to a rig by a weed line and everything. And, man, that was just crazy. It was bizarre.
Man, that's so awesome. Yeah, you just never know with those flat lines what you're going to – I love it, man, what you're going to pull in.
True.
You know, that's when I started going from, you know, early in my offshore years from just snapper fishing to snapper fishing with the flat line out, you know, right. The whole trip can change. You know, we'll pull up to the snapper spot, gets dropped down, and I'm always like the first thing I'm trying to do while Blake or with deckhands, you know, setting everybody up is I'm trying to get a flat line, you know, a little float line out or two. Because you just never know, man. Cobia, giant snapper come up and
well,
whack that
thing. Well, even
sailfish,
I had a guy email me about a friend of his that he runs charters out of Galveston, but when he's snapper fishing, he's float lining a couple of blue runners, and he's caught like seven sailfish in the last 2 weeks doing that while he's snapper fishing.
Holy smokes.
How about that?
Blue that runners. Is sick. That is sick. Mm-hmm. We hooked one at Stetson earlier in the year, same way. Same way, caught that blue runner and flatlined that blue runner, and man, that is sick. Coming in, you know, on Thursday, we were saying, man, this is sailfish water right here, man. Just right. Just beautiful, beautiful blue water. And, gosh, that is sweet. That is, man.
That's the thing about the Gulf, man. You never know. You never know what's going to jump on you.
Yeah. Man, the guys inshore have been crushing it, man. I think Chris stuck two trout over 25 inches yesterday. And
yeah, I saw that one picture of that young man, that kid that had a really nice trout holding up, looked like a 25-incher.
Yeah, 25 and a 26.5 right there at the jetties, man. We're getting some big trout moving in. And the fishing's just on fire inshore, just on fire. And yesterday, Chris was saying, Cajun Chris was saying it's the first time he's really seeing some of those, you know, late summer redfish starting to show up. So he's drifting out there outside the north for sharks around this wreck and ends up picking up a big old trophy redfish out there, big old bull. And, man, you see that? It's almost that time of year where we'll start dropping those shad, those menhaden, straight down on light tackle rods while we're, you know, while we're fishing the jetties light tackle, start whacking a bunch of big redfish. So, man, that's always an exciting time of
July
the year.
Late July and all of August, that's a good those are good redfish months, you know, for the schooling.
Yeah, that's exciting stuff, man. Customers love that. It gives them a big old fight, and that's just, that's awesome, man. So we're going through the seasons here, but really, I'm offshore Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday next week. And looks like I'll be able to pull most of it off. I'm seeing that Friday, Saturday get a little bit, potentially that wind picks up and we got a little bit of some rain. Somebody was telling me yesterday coming in later part of next week.
Late in the week, there's going to be some more of that low pressure stuff like this last one coming from the east. So maybe that'll keep the Gulf laid down ahead of time, you know, like this last one did.
Yeah. I'll take it, man.
I saw a video a while ago. Somebody blasted out through the jetties. They were heading offshore and said it's a little gnarly out here this morning.
Yeah, and that it is. I had a buddy leave last night and went all the way to Nansen. They're on a 42 Freeman, so you know they'll be all right. But
they're comfy.
He's reaching. They're comfy. But he's reaching out. I said, man, it's gonna kick up on Sunday morning, man, and it is windy, buddy.
Yeah,
it is windy down here on the coastline. I don't know how windy. I haven't looked, but it's the flags are pretty straight this morning.
Yeah, it's laid down some since the sun came up, but earlier it was in the bay, it was like 18 to 20. Now it's showing south at 9 to 11, you know, inside. Offshore still 16 to 18 out of the due south.
Oof. So,
yeah.
Yeah, they're having fun right now.
Be a little bumpy, a little bumpy.
Yeah, they're having fun. Trim tab down and let her eat, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Let her eat. That's right. That's right. Well, I'm excited to get back out there, man. Golly, I got to tell you, that trolling motor, man, is just
I was fixing to ask you that. You read my mail on that one. How's that working on that big boat of yours? Is it holding position on spot lock like it's
brother,
supposed to?
Even it is. I cannot believe how
That's
well it
works.
That's
a game changer for you, isn't it?
I cannot really even believe it, to be honest with you. It's just like, man, what have I been doing? I'll tell you what I've been doing. I've been saving pennies to buy that freaking thing. Is what I've been doing. But
how much money does a rig like that cost?
Well, you know, by the time you buy the trolling motor,
that's the longest shaft on a trolling motor I've ever seen.
Dude, when that thing auto deploys, I mean, I'm pretty sure it's sticking in the atmosphere, okay, in the satellite up there. It's, you know, the International Space Station better watch out, because that thing is tall, buddy. But you know, that whole system is probably somewhere around 10,000.
Oh my gosh.
You know? Yeah, the trolling motor is like 6,400. The C swivel deal, mounting deal is, like $1,200, and the battery itself was like $2,600.
Yeah.
And, gosh, that's if somebody, lithium, Dakota lithium.
Ion battery.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? That's if you install it, you get somebody else to install it. And I got a couple quotes, and man, I'm not going to lie to you. I was thinking, dang, to install a trolling motor, that's expensive. And then I did the work, and I said, well, that's not that expensive.
Right.
I said, man, that sounds like a pretty good deal right about now,
yeah,
running
the
–
$10,000. Hey, man.
Yeah.
Everybody ought to have one.
Yeah, man. It's – but it's nice, Mickey. It is nice. It's saved up, scraped some pennies to make it happen, but man, it is a game changer. I mean, to be able to sit right where they're at, with very little variance right on the, I pull up that relief shading, and now versus drifting over the top of a rock and catching one or two fish and, two, three knot current.
Now you can sit on top of them and crush them.
Yeah, just crush them, man. I mean, our bottom fishing is going to be it's just going to be insane, Sword fish, everything. Just drop right on the, right on the spot. Right on the spot. So, I don't know. I'm excited about it, man. I'm going to take care of it. And, that C-swivel bracket is awesome, man. Because you could practically mount that trolling motor, wherever you want. So instead of it being up there covering the anchor well and all that, man,
you
could
put
stick
it
that
off
thing
the gunnel to the starboard side and be done with it.
And be
and
done
it
with it.
Stretches all the way down. That how long's the shaft on that thing?
100 inches.
That's a pole right there, buddy. That's a pole.
Yeah, it's a pole, buddy. It's a pole, man.
100 inches. My God.
Yeah. Sticks daggum halfway down my boat, but it. I've been out there in some nasty stuff, man, and it doesn't come out of the water. I see a lot of them on the bigger offshore boats. They're sitting there rocking and rolling, and it's maybe they're rocking.
Yep.
And that shaft is bent, taking a lot of abuse because it's sticking out of the water and But so far so good, man. And, I got into that first time that lithium battery died, it was the first day I was using it, and, made the mistake of that thing died and it was down. It was the first time I was running the battery down, and I didn't know how to pull that thing back in, and I ended up breaking a piece on there, and I ended up at FTU, and man, this guy at FTU just was so helpful and hooked it up with the part and just was awesome. And so anyway, shout out to him, but, yeah, man. So I'm learning on it because I just have no idea, brother. I'm just, out there, a newbie
trial and error
with my,
right
with
now.
My trolling
man,
motor.
Down. No problem. All right, buddy. Well, Sharky, it's always
brother.
Fun talking to you, brother. And somebody
you
wants
too,
to get
man.
Down and fish with you guys, give them some info how they can reach y'all.
Absolutely, man. Would love to have you guys out. Come on, make some memories with us. You can check us out at Outcast Charters Galveston. Just Google us, man. We'll pop right up. Read our reviews, man. We take pride in and all the memories we make and our family-friendly service that we provide, man. We'd love to have you guys. And then check us out at Bayside Event Center. We do weddings, birthday, corporate events, you name it. Come in, on-site lodging, stay the night, walk downstairs, hop on a boat, and we'll go make some memories.
All right, buddy.
Everybody have a blessed weekend.
Fun, you have a great one too, man. It's always good
talking
to you.
Thank you, brother.
Okay,
you too,
Sharky.
Mickey. God
See
bless,
you, man.
Talk to you later.
You too. Bye. All right. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today, but we'll be back next Thursday morning bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.